Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, September the 3rd, first Friday in the month of September, as we head into the big Labor Day weekend. 18 minutes past the hour. Now, we've had a little development here this morning where the Boston crowd, which apparently at this point is 100 listeners in the quadrant of Boston, Massachusetts. And we discussed last hour that they would be, well, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, if you look on the internet and look up the word pinhead, it means a dull, stupid person, a fool. So, yeah, it's not a very nice term to use.
Well, it's not a, no, I mean, it's not a nice term, but, you know, it's like...
You said you would like to be called a pinhead.
No, I wouldn't care to be called a pinhead, but you know, it's like when you call somebody a dork, you say you dress like a dork. A dork's not a positive term, but it's, you know, just what it is.
Well, a dork's a little better than being called a pinhead.
Think I should call them dorks?
Yeah, yeah.
Better than pinhead.
Or just totally ignore them.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me.
I just kind of wonder how smart they are if they're not offended by being called pinheads.
Well, you know, they don't seem to be offended by it, which is interesting, but it's fascinating to me because I don't know that any radio show in Marion ever had, I mean, if it was only one day or 2 days, I could see this, but this has been going on for 3 weeks, and they know about stuff that happened on yesterday's show, so they must be listening with some continuation 3 weeks later. That amazes me.
Yes, it does. Well, keep going. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, pinhead is not a nice term, certainly not, but it's one of those terms that you come up with because you try to be endearing to certain people. So that's all that is. 740-383-9944. So these Bostonians, we're seeing what kind of power they have because there was going to be some kind of organizational... I don't know how organized they could be at this point, but to call the mayor's office and get a Scott Spears Day here on October 1st, Friday, October the 1st. Go ahead, caller.
Jeff Ruth is on 104.7.
104.7. Now, what time does he come on?
I don't know. I just looked up what station does Jeff Ruth broadcast football on. That's what it came up with. WZMO 104.7.
Now, have you ever heard that station?
No, I haven't.
No, I know. It's unfortunate for poor Jeff. He's off the dial at this point.
Oh, so we can't pick that station up?
Well, no, I think you can.
Oh,
it just seems like people aren't aware of it.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to start putting out the campaign then, so anybody that wants to listen to local football... I'm assuming that's why he's doing the, like he always did, the county football team.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Okay.
Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Oh, and we don't, see, this is another thing I never understood in radio, and I've brought this up before. And you know, I could, one day I'll write a book about this whole business and tell you what even goes on in local radio, Little Marion Radio here. But I do not understand why radio stations and newspapers and so on and so forth, although it's gotten better with newspapers, they do not It's like you can't even acknowledge the existence of another radio station. I mean, I think that's silly. If you're listening to this station to call and ask me a question, like, where is Jeff Ruth doing football, or is he gone, or what happened to him, that means you're listening to this station. That's what I care about. And the fact that you come here for your information, well, so what? If you want to go listen to Jeff on WZMO, or you want to listen to WMRN, I assume people probably turn the dials at different times of the day. That's okay, as long as you come back here. I never understood why there was such I don't even know what you call it. It's very shrill in Marion radio, and I'm sure other places as well. Don't acknowledge that anything else even exists. And heaven forbid you can't go on another radio station if you're working at a radio station, which is the silliest thing in the world, because if you look at national television and national radio, that's where they go. You don't have to promote it on the station you're on, because you're on that station. You're already talking about it. Where you need to go is other stations to promote it. And it does good by everybody, because if I go, let's say I wanted to promote something, and I went on another station here locally to promote it, it would be good for me because I could be talking to their audience, but it would be good for them because I would be on their station, and maybe people would tune in who normally tune into this show. So I don't know why there's such a block on that. I think that's silly. I think that's convoluted thinking back to the old days of radio, as if people don't change the dials or something. Silly. Dictatorship. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say. Now, I'm being told that people seem to like the name Spearhead better than Pinhead, because apparently Pinhead is bad. So the way I'm referring to these people in Boston as Pinheads, people don't like that. So maybe I'll refer to them as Spearhead. I'll tell you something I was thinking about the other day with these Cardinals, because it's such a big thing, you know, on the front page of the paper and all that. The Cardinals, when somebody says Cardinal to me, because to be honest, I didn't know they were the state bird. When somebody says Cardinal to me, the first thing I think about is the baseball team, because I'm a baseball fan. So that, I don't know. You know, there's so much anger right now with baseball names. You know, the Indians are no longer the Indians, and there's a lot of that going on. So when I think of Cardinals, I think of the baseball team, the St. Louis Cardinals. That's what comes to my mind. But if people like them, let them have the Cardinals downtown. Like I say, I drove by, I saw one this morning, fine. And by the way, if you have noticed that Lady Justice is missing off the top of the courthouse, I believe she's out for renovation for the first time in 40 years. All right, anything to say about anything, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944, 25 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz, would love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Angie Evers and I will be on tonight from 8 until 10. Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on next hour from 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. And then the Exchange Club will be on today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Now, will we have a panel? We don't know yet. We hope, but we don't know. Now, I'm starting to feel a little worried now that the 100 listeners in Boston are not succeeding in anything with City Hall or whoever they would need to talk to about Scott Spears Day, October the 1st, because we're not hearing any reports back, and it's been like 40 minutes now since we spoke with them about this. Now, it may be that it's taken them 40 minutes to find the phone number of City Hall here in Marion. Which, in that case, if that's true, maybe I should be calling them Pinheads and not Spearheads. Maybe the name would fit. But we're just having fun here this morning. You know, the other day, with all this COVID going on and everything going on around the world that's depressing and sad and awful, we are losing our ability to laugh. We better not lose our ability to laugh. We better not lose our ability. You know, if you're taking everything seriously all the time, you're going to go right down the tubes. You have to have some fun. Enjoy your life. It's very short. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Anything on your mind this morning? Would love to hear from you. We did all the updates earlier about COVID and the changes coming to the county schools. Of course, Marion City continues with their mask mandate, but now Ridgedale has a mask mandate, and River Valley will have a mask mandate as of Tuesday, and Pleasant Elementary now has a mask mandate, we are being told, but just the elementary. And also there are notes going out at Marion Preparatory Academy in regard to the same thing, COVID-19. All right, 740-383-9944, give me a buzz. Anything on your mind? Does anybody really have a feeling about unions or the old Tecumseh here in town? Because that's really where the union thing all got tied up. Has anybody talked to Don Fleming recently? Anybody seen him out in public? I tell you, if we heard from Don right now, we'd get the full story of unions and everything going on in Marion, and we'd talk about the Cardinals, because Don... anybody who talks to him, you would know by the way his speech pattern is exactly that it is Don Fleming. Where were we yesterday with the Twinkie trivia? That was fun doing that, but I'm not sure how far we got with that yesterday. Let me see if I can find that here in the plethora of preparation notes that I have for doing this show. I believe we got through the banana question yesterday. Let's see where we are here. Okay, here's a Twinkie trivia question for you. Oh no, did we get this one? We got the Howdy Doody one, didn't we? The 50s television show? Yeah, I think we did. Right as we were going off the air yesterday. Howdy Doody made the Twinkie very popular. All right. Okay, here's a new one for you. Okay. Well, now wait a second. Where's the question? I wish I'd have showed up to rehearsal this morning. Okay, here we go. What is the shelf life of a package of Twinkies? Oh, this is important, because we've went over this many, 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 many times about expiration dates on Twinkies. And I contend that the sell-by date is not an expiration date. So we have the question right now. What is the shelf life of a package of Twinkies? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This is a fascinating question, because this has been brought up many, many times. What is the shelf life of a Twinkie? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Now, I'll throw in another question here to keep us rolling this morning. Okay, what American president suggested putting Twinkies into a time capsule? How about that? Twinkies in a time capsule. Go ahead, caller.
According to Google, it's 26 days.
Let's see here. Well, it's close, but...
It says after 26 days, it turns hard as a rock.
Well, you know, see, but I don't know if that means it's spoiled.
Oh, well, you said shelf life.
Shelf life, so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's shelf life, not spoiled life.
Right, but shelf. I wonder if you haven't opened the cellophane package, what would make it hard?
Well, according to that, it said 26 days shelf life, so we'll see. I'll Google it again.
Yeah, we might have to check this out. Thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. What is the shelf life of a Twinkie? And I don't know if a Twinkie can truly expire. What would be in a Twinkie that would make you ill? Because it's kept on the... I don't think it would mold because it's in a clear packaging. I don't know. What's the shelf life of a Twinkie? 740-383-9944. Or what American president suggested putting Twinkies in a time capsule? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't know how long a Twinkie lasts. As far as I know, they last forever. The question I have is, how many did Ted eat yesterday? I was away from the radio and missed it.
Oh, Ted only got through one yesterday.
Well, so I was right.
You were very close. Did you guess two?
I guessed two.
Oh, yeah, you would be right then. He only ate one yesterday.
I told you I know Twinkies.
If you know Twinkies, though, now, when you go out and buy your Twinkies, I mean, do you keep them in your house a long time?
Back when I bought Twinkies, they might have lasted a week.
Now, was it because they were bad or because you ate them?
No, it's because I'd eaten them.
Right. So, I mean, what is in a Twinkie that would spoil?
The only thing I could conceivably consider would be the sponge cake part of it.
Now, does sponge cake spoil when you have it wrapped up?
As far as I know, as long as there's no leak in the cellophane wrapper, it should stay good for conceivably ever.
Well, see, that would be my guess, but some people are very antsy about that because they see the sell-by date on the box and they're not having it.
My wife's that way with milk. She sees the sell-by date, and, oh, the milk's bad. No, the milk's not bad until the milk's bad.
Till it smells sour.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I have a question, and I don't know if anybody... I just noticed this the other day. I was out on Route 95, and I was going down, and there's a sign there for James Way. Because, you know, James Way is right off of 95 there.
Yeah.
And there's a green sign right there... like right in front of the Aldi area where that hotel, America's Best Hotel, is. But it has James Way as two words. James, and then there's a space, and Way. Now, I used to live on James Way about 20 years ago, and I always spelled it as one word, and I thought it was one word. But that sign out there, I don't know if anybody's out there driving by it right now or knows what I'm talking about, but there's a green sign right out on 95, right there in the area where James Way is, that says James Way, but it's two words.
Well, isn't there a street sign right there next to the Duke and Duchess station that says James Way and it's all one word?
Well, see, I don't know. That's why. There's some confusion. Why would this big...
Unless they changed it.
Well, I'm thinking this big green sign is there so people know where James Way is so they don't miss it if they're coming to Marion, but...
Yeah, I've always noticed it as one word. I mean...
Well, I always thought it was one word.
It's two separate words.
So I don't know. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, thanks. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Has anybody noticed that James Way sign over on Route 95? It's two words. James space Way. James space Way. Which I always thought James Way was one word. And our trivia questions here. What is the shelf life of a package of Twinkies? What American president suggested putting Twinkies into a time capsule? How about that? You have a 41-46 chance of getting that one right. What American president suggested putting Twinkies in a time capsule? What is the shelf life of a Twinkie? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers? Give me a buzz and show us how smart you are this morning. 36, coming up on 37 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
45 days?
That's not what I have, but a good guess. Not 45 days. What is the shelf life of a Twinkie? That's what we want to know. And what American president suggested putting Twinkies in a time capsule? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And what would be in a Twinkie that would cause it to spoil? Shelf life versus spoilage are two very different things. So, any opinions, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you this morning as we head into the big Labor Day holiday. By the way, we won't be on Monday for the Labor Day holiday, but we'll be back on Tuesday, taking a day off. But Angie and I will be on tonight from 8 until 10 p.m. And again, I'm starting to feel like no progress is being made by the Bostonians, the Pinheads, the Spearheads, however you would like to refer to them, today. I thought this group was a get-done, take-charge group. I thought they would have had this done in like 10 minutes. And people would be calling, and I would be the ambassador for Marion to Boston, and I would be booked at the Wilbur Theater in Boston in January, and there would be a Scott Spears Day on Friday, October the 1st, 2021. You know, that, but I guess not. I guess that 100, group of 100 fans in the Boston area just doesn't have the pool that I thought they did. 740-383-9944. And that guy who called in yesterday during Glenn's show, I still don't know what his question was. He apparently had a question, but it has drifted off into the ether, apparently. Does anybody know the answers to our trivia questions? What is the shelf life of a Twinkie, and what American president suggested putting Twinkies in a time capsule? What a thing to be known for. Putting Twinkies in a time capsule. Suggested putting Twinkies in a time capsule. What American president suggested that? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are wide open at this point. If you get a busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. Know your Twinkie trivia on this particular Friday. Shelf life of a Twinkie. Are people Googling this like crazy out there to give us the shelf life of a Twinkie? Or how... Well, which president suggested? Now, I'll give you the story on the president if we get... Now, think about this. If you had to guess a president that would suggest putting a Twinkie into a time capsule, which president would that be? What president do you think would suggest putting a Twinkie in a time capsule? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are here, we are live, and we are ready to take your questions. Or answers, in this particular case. Okay. Well, let's see if I can give you one more here. Fried Twinkies are a relatively modern treat. This delicacy was invented by an Englishman. Is that true or false? There you go. True or 50-50 chance of getting that one right. Go ahead, caller.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton. Yes, it was Bill Clinton that suggested putting a Twinkie in a time. Do you know why he did that?
Didn't the president of the Hostess Company was afraid that nobody would remember the Twinkie in the future or something or other?
Well, I'll give you the story here, but thanks for calling.
Okay.
Here's the story of Bill Clinton and the Twinkie. Bill Clinton thought it should go in the White House Millennium Time Capsule. He thought it represented an object of enduring American symbolism. It may have been more symbolic of Clinton's dietary choices. Remember, he often stopped by fast food franchises on his daily jog. So that is the president who wanted to put a Twinkie in a time capsule. It was Bill Clinton. All right, a true or false question here. Fried Twinkies are a relatively modern dessert treat. This delicacy was invented by an Englishman. Is that true or false? Did an Englishman invent the fried Twinkie? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Also, still waiting on the shelf life of a Twinkie. And does anybody know the shelf life of a Twinkie? 740-383-9944. The questions just keep getting more difficult. I'll give you another true-false question here. Those seem to be fairly easy. While on trial for murder, Dan White claimed the Twinkie defense. How about that? While on trial for murder, Dan White claimed the Twinkie defense. Does anybody know about that? 740-383-9944. This is pretty much bringing us to the end of the Twinkie questions. We've got two true-false ones there. And we're still waiting to know the shelf life of a Twinkie. So there's your three questions. Let's see. We'll get a phone call here and see what's going on. All right, go ahead, caller.
It had something to do with he said that was an indication of why he was so depressed, because that's all he was eating was Twinkies.
Well, yeah, kind of, but yeah, you're... Well, so are you saying it was true or false?
True.
Well, yeah, it was actually false.
Oh, it was?
It was, but I'll tell you the story here.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, it was actually false. The question is, while on trial for murder, Dan White claimed the Twinkie defense. That actually is false. On November 27th, 1978, White... On November 27, 1978, White, a former San Francisco City supervisor, shot and killed Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk. In an urban legend, it is an urban legend, that the Twinkie was his defense for the murders. Neither White or his defense team ever claimed that junk food caused his alleged imbalance. The term Twinkie defense is used when criminals claim that an outside influence was responsible for their actions. So there actually was no Twinkie defense. Twinkie defense just means an outside source is responsible for their actions of murder. Okay. So, we still have another true-false question here. Did an Englishman create the fried Twinkie? Is that true or false? That's easy enough. Did an Englishman create the fried Twinkie? What's the shelf life of a fried Twinkie? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's Andrew calling back again. We're on the hunt. I want to let you know, we are on a mission.
We're on a minute. Well, give us an update. Well, tell Andrew, explain to the audience, be a good radio person here, and tell people what transpired and what's going on now.
So after you have made your fame here in the Northeast and become one of the number one Ohio radio host in New England.
Wow.
So congratulations to you for that. But you did give us a tough task trying to get a Scott Spears Day in the town of Marion, as you should be the ambassador to the world for Marion. So I've talked with a couple of my friends. I think we had at least six or seven people call already. We have more calls going in. Unfortunately, it's the Friday before a long weekend, and as someone who used to work in a government and has done some PR for government, I know this is a, one, good day to drop news, and two, a good day to not be in the office. So he's, the mayor is not in right now, but I think a lot of us are leaving messages for him on your behalf, and we're going to be working tirelessly through the day for this.
Are you getting a hold of anybody in his office?
My buddy Danny did talk with his secretary, who's very nice, and she said she would pass the message along, and we'll have the mayor reach back out to us. So hopefully when the mayor is back in office, we can get some play going on, because we'd love to have a day in your honor, because you are a great ambassador, Scott.
Now, what is being said to the mayor's secretary? What's on the, what'd you say, 10-7 messages that have been left?
Yeah, about that. And we're just saying how great of an ambassador you are. Like, I know Danny and I have actually been texting, and we're starting to plan a trip to make it out to Marion, because we'd love to see the city, the Cardinals, of course. I mean, I'm a big bird watcher. Where I live is actually on the back of a bird sanctuary, so I get some good bird viewing every morning, which is nice to see. So it's definitely a good talking, and we have the Popcorn Festival. I mean, I personally, I think I'm going to come back next year for the Bratwurst Festival so I can get you a Bratty.
Well, Brian, well, see, you are a close listener. Now, did you listen to the beginning of this hour? Because a gentleman called in and told us the definition of pinhead, and he feels this may be a little too derogatory.
I mean, it's not derogatory to us. As as I said yesterday, we have a show where Kirk, he loves the listeners, but he also hates interacting with people. It's a very good back and forth he has to deal with. So we hear it all, that he loves us, he hates us, he loves us, he hates us. So being called a pinhead, and I know it's coming out of a term of endearment and a term of love for you, so take the name of it. I mean, as, over here we do always come up with fun names, like the Minifans in honor of Kirk Minahan. One of his co-hosts is Mike Geary. We call ourselves Gearheads when we're fans of him. So I think Spearheads would fit right in with us as well. So we can be Pinheads and Spearheads.
Now, you're not upsetting the secretary over there, are you? Because I don't need any backlash.
No, I hope not. I was just sent straight to voicemail, so I left a nice voicemail saying how great of a ambassador you would make, and how you've inspired a group of people to come visit Marion. And it's one of these things that Kirk is known for, going to small towns and small cities and trying to save them and pump life into the economy with live shows. That's kind of how we found out about Madawaska, Maine, which is right on the United States border, up at the very northern tip of Maine. And we end up every year about putting about $20,000 to $30,000 in revenue a year, just as the Minifans going, flocking there for one day of fun. So it's definitely something that, if Marion is, it's a small little area, we could make a big impact on it if there's ever a show there and Kirk wanted to go out and visit Marion.
Now, are there going to be like T-shirts and hats and things of that nature?
I have no clue if there's, I mean, the Kirk Minahan show has shirts, like, for that $29,000 bungalow, they're actually selling T-shirts that say $29,000 on them, and of course I had to buy one, because we're all trying to bail out his producer, who's a lovable guy, but definitely drops the ball sometimes.
Well, that's interesting. Now, so there are messages being left with the mayor, but some people are actually getting through to the secretary.
Yes. And it's one of those things that we're going to wait and see. You gave us a tough task to get this done in a day on a Friday before the Labor Day. But the good thing about us Minifans is we're not afraid of a challenge.
Now, I think we're running the city hours here. Now, I do believe City Hall is closed today, but I think you could probably, if the secretary's there, I assume the mayor will be in at some point today.
I hope so, and if not, I hope he's listening, because it's, again, like, this, it's fun, it's playful, but this is, like, you really are a great ambassador, Scott, and you have made a difference in Marion. I mean, I'll be honest, before listening to you, I've never heard of Marion, Ohio, and it is now on one of my list of cities to go visit. I kind of wish I did a cross-country road trip from Rhode Island to Nevada, and we stopped in Ohio on the first night in Cleveland. But if I had known that Marion would have been an option, I would have much rather gone to Marion than Cleveland. I mean, come on. As being a New England diehard fan, I had to go in the town of LeBron James when he was there. I hated it. Ugh.
Well, see, this is interesting because, Marion, of the 46 presidents, we had one from here.
You did, Harding.
Harding, absolutely. And we also had a Miss America from here back in the
30s. Rhode Island had a Miss America, Miss Olivia Culpo.
We had Marilyn Meskey here in Marion. And Mary Ellen Withrow, National Treasurer of the United States, she is also from here. She's still here.
It's such a beautiful place. I have to go visit. We are getting a nice little road trip out there, and I look forward to the Popcorn Festival next year or the Bratwurst Festival, because I love me a good brat.
Now, are you going to come to celebrate the Scott Spears Day on October the 1st?
Oh, if it happens, you betcha I'll be there.
Now, what do you mean, if? No, if ain't going to get it.
I know it's not going to get it, but I haven't been able to talk with the mayor to make it happen.
Now, you gotta come on a little more business-like if you're going to be talking to the mayor.
Of course. I mean, so
call him Mr. Mayor.
No, as Danny alluded to, I do have a history of being a news reporter and radio myself, and I also have worked for a couple of elected officials in the Rhode Island area, and one of them being the mayor of Providence I used to work for. So it was one of those situations. I have dealt with the elected officials before, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity.
Okay, you sound like you're in Rhode Island. Now, how about this? Now I hate to throw another task on you because I know you're exhausted already. But what if I were to become, now see, Scott Spears Day here in Marion, but what if you get those people there in Rhode Island, because, you know, it's not big. I could become an honorary citizen of Rhode Island if they send me, you know, like the paperwork.
So here's a fun fact about that. I no longer live in Rhode Island. I moved up north. I had to get out of that small state. But they do have ambassadors to Rhode Island. They have little pins and everything they had made. So it's been done in other states. So this is why we're trying to get you that ambassadorship. And I would love for you to be, in my eyes, you're an honorary, as we like to call ourselves, Massachusetts, short of it, is Mass. And there's a nice little slang term. I believe you can say this on the radio. It would be a mass hole, is what we like to call ourselves endearingly. So I would love to make you an honorary mass hole.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to have to pass on that.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It sounds very tempting. You really got me in on that one, but I just can't do that at this particular time. But an ambassador, like a pin, or, you know, something you hang on your wall, that's all we want in life. We just want some piece of paper to hang on the wall with the stamp of Rhode Island or Massachusetts, whatever.
Yeah, at New England, most people think all the six states are basically one giant state, which we are, except Connecticut. We can just let Connecticut go by the wayside because they're basically New York. So, but we would work our magic up here to see what we can do to get you some sort of quasi-citizenship. Of course, we want to make sure we remain legal here because we are all law-abiding citizens up in the Minifans, and we do believe in that. So we don't want to have you get in any trouble, especially with the IRS, because those guys, they can really take a number out on you.
They can take a number out. Well, yeah, and we don't need that. So, and I'm not going to vote in Massachusetts, but, you know, whatever.
Hey, it's one of those things, but we're still working, and hopefully I'll have another update for you around 1 o'clock before the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah, don't wait till 1 o'clock because we'll be gone.
Yeah, so maybe 12:30 then, just to be safe.
12:30. All right.
Okay.
Keep working.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye bye. All right. Well, there you go. There's your update. 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. Now, see, I came in this morning. I thought this would be a fairly normal Friday show, but you see what happens. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, I wonder what's going on over at the mayor's office today. Thank goodness they're closed. Okay, what is the shelf life of a Twinkie? Does anybody know that? Did an Englishman invent fried Twinkies? That's a true-false question. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Now, your question about the deep-fried Twinkie?
Right.
Was that a true false, or did you want to know the name of the Englishman?
Just true false.
It's true.
It is true.
Oh, he's an Englishman, but he was running a fish and chips restaurant in Brooklyn.
You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, it is true that an Englishman did invent the fried Twinkie. What happened were Twinkies are frozen, dipped into batter, and then deep fried. According to hostess Christopher Sell from Rugby, England, invented the fried Twinkie in 2001 at his restaurant in Brooklyn, New York. CNN claims it was invented by Chris Mullen in a Brooklyn restaurant. So there you go. Hey, thank you. The fried Twinkie, as it were, was invented by an Englishman. 4 minutes left to go. One question. What is the shelf life of a Twinkie? That's what we want to know. But again, shelf life versus good, spoiled, is it spoiled, is a whole different thing. 740-383-9944, because I'm not sure what would be in a Twinkie that would actually spoil. Now, if you opened up the cellophane wrapper, that it would get hard, I would imagine, but I don't know what in there would actually spoil. 56 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's the only question we have left this morning. What is the shelf life of a Twinkie? And we came fairly close to it earlier. Now, don't forget later on, in the next hour, we've got the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker and then Exchange Club today from 12:15 until 1 p.m., where apparently we're going to have an update from the Bostonian people listening to this show. Apparently, we have developed quite an audience over the last 3 weeks in the Boston area. Nothing wrong with that. 57 minutes past the hour. And then, as I say, 12:15 to 1 today, the Exchange Club. And tonight, from 8 to 10, I'll be on with Angie before we head to the big 3-day weekend for Labor Day. Now, again, we started this morning by talking about this with one of our callers. Does anybody really know the true meaning of Labor Day? Do we celebrate it with anything, anyway? Is Labor Day celebrated anyway other than the cookouts and the 3-day weekends and those type of things? Does anybody get the significance behind Labor Day? A lot of conversation about that this morning. All right. Does anybody know the shelf life of a Twinkie? I think we had a guess of 26 days earlier, which is, you know, that's not far off. That's pretty close to the correct answer. Does anybody know the shelf life of a Twinkie? The shelf life in a store, I guess, would be what they're talking about here. Now, remember, we learned today that the Twinkie defense is not a real thing, that an Englishman did create the fried Twinkie, that the president that suggested putting a Twinkie into a time capsule was Bill Clinton. Those are the answers as we have them so far. Go ahead, caller.
25 days.
It is 25 days, one day earlier, and it's interesting. It says Twinkies have a shelf life of 25 days, although the stock is usually rotated every 5 to 7 days by company salesmen. The recipe for the Twinkie contains no dairy products, which prolongs its freshness. The rumors of Twinkies lasting forever are not true. There you go.
There was a story, too, there on the internet that these boys buried one in a jar or something or other, and but they were going to leave it buried for 10 years. But they kept waiting and waiting and got antsy and dug it up and ate it at 9 months, and they didn't get sick. So
it does last 9 months.
Evidently, it said that they dug it up at 9 months. They couldn't wait a whole year.
My God.
And they ate it, and they never got sick. So
we know a Twinkie can last 9 months.
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, I don't know about forever. My guess would be that it wouldn't last forever, but I bet it would last a long time. If there's no dairy product in it, which apparently there's not, and you didn't open the cellophane container, my guess would be it would go quite a long time. But who knows? At least 9 months, I guess we know. 740-383-9944. We're down to the last 15 seconds here. The Pastor Spot comes up next hour, and don't forget, during the 12 o'clock hour today, we'll get an update from the Bostonians. Interesting group there in Boston. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
WGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this audio?
Well, you're impressed by this.
Well, what do you do? Just tape it, tape the shows as they go. But you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.
Wow, isn't that something? Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? No, I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Sure.
Yeah, I liked it, too. So how long have you had this show?
This show?
Yeah.
This particular incarnation.